This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. I'm Emily Fox. Malumi is the project of singer-songwriter Larissa Rappold and guitarist and producer Giovanni Vicari. They're based out of Basel, Switzerland, and they just released an album called The Universe is Black. I recently caught up with Larissa to hear about the inspiration behind the album and the title track. But first, she started off saying she never used to share the personal stories behind her music or lyrics until very recently.
I had this interview with Swiss National Radio, and I said something that surprised me afterwards that I said it because it's like very radical. I said, the question was, why did you name the album The Universe is Black? And my answer was like, our life is too short to take half decisions. We have to do everything 100%. And that's also what this album is about. And I thought, like, if somebody really wants to know why I wrote these lyrics the way that they are right now and what the meaning is behind the song, maybe I should tell that person, because it falls into the same 100% thing. Like, I cannot deny the knowledge. It's like this person is asking for a piece of a puzzle, maybe, and they want to know. And I don't want to gatekeep it from them. Yeah, so this made me change my perspective on that a little bit.
Well, good. I'm excited to hear more about, you know, some of your personal thoughts and the stories that go behind some of these tracks. So I'm glad you're willing to share today. And tell me more about The Universe is Black, because there's so many powerful lines in there, and I can kick you off with some of these lines. But first off, I just want you to tell me what you want to say about this song.
I would say this song is a little bit the glue of the album, because it holds all the messages from almost all the songs together in one song. And it's like, for me, the feeling that I have when I sing it is like raising my fist above my head and walking through a crowd of people and kind of having this, it's like this power that I'm having in this moment, in my words, in this song. I think the story behind this song is very sad. I mean, I was out with some friends and a person came up to me, a person of color, and she was asking for help, and nobody wanted to help her. And it was a pub. There were many, many people, and nobody wanted to help her, and I was the only other person of color there. So I was the only person helping her, and that when I came home afterwards, I was very angry and very sad, and I realized that I'm like inside of this reality, of this universe, of this society that represents all the black people around me that are willing to step up and to help me if I was in need of help, and I would do the same for them. And that's why the universe is black for me. On the other side, I have like this very vulnerable, very sad young person that is trying to grow up in a society that somehow doesn't really have any space for me. And the line in the song that sometimes it makes me cry when I'm performing it is, does my skin tend to tell you I'm different even though you know I'm not?
Does my skin tend to tell you I'm different even if you know?
It kind of is like a boomerang. It goes in both directions. And it goes into, let's say, into all ethnicities. And it's, yeah, you can maybe feel it's super hard to talk about it because I've never talked about it.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. And again, if you need to take a moment or if it becomes too much, you know, let me know.
I feel like it's like this making people think about something that they maybe don't really think about. that much. It's like me being in a relationship with a white person, this person also has to think about what it means, what the skin tone means to them. And as banal it sounds, it's something that accompanies us every day at any time, at least me, because Switzerland is not very diverse. I mean, not until now. And I feel like I'm part of a generation that is coming from immigrants, that is growing up now and becoming the adults. So the people that came before me, like my mother and my aunts and my grandmother, they had to pave the way for me and all the people that are growing up with me, with immigrant parents here in Switzerland. So I see this album and especially this song as in like me paving the way for the people that come after me, because I'm saying things that, I mean, it's not something that we don't know about. It's not a secret. But I think the more we talk about it, the better it will be someday. And the more empowerment people will have that come after me and after us. Also young people aspiring to become musicians, seeing that me as a black person, I'm not in brackets doing jazz and soul and R&B, that I'm also, it's possible to do other types of music, to be inspired by other types of music, to have your own language and to really seek for the horizon that you want to see.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. And it's interesting hearing the pause in your voice when I feel like I can hear you do the mental calculations in your head of like, oh, should I say this? Should I say this? And it's interesting because, you know, as you probably know, the U.S. has had, you know, a very big reckoning in a national conversation around race and how racism is still very much an issue in America. But I think we're starting to talk about it a lot more and people are being a lot open talking about their experiences. I should say people of color are a lot more open talking about their experiences now. But I'm also just thinking about where Switzerland's at, you know, because I think for a long time it was a very homogenized society. And, you know, when you look around, do you still feel that way? Or I think, as you kind of said, things are starting to shift. You're starting to see more people of color in Switzerland. I mean, from your perspective, you know, where is Switzerland at when it just comes to racial diversity?
Oh, that's a very hard question to answer, because I feel like, you know, in this age gap between 30 and zero, there are many people of color here. I mean, it is very diverse, but everything above that is still very white and very, very, very Swiss. And I think Switzerland is not a very welcoming place, and for people coming from other countries and with other cultures and maybe belief system, yes. But there are many, many young people that, as me, are like mixed and have like both like the Swiss culture and another culture, and like there is like a movement going and it's growing, and I'm so happy to be part of it.
Yeah, I'm glad you're part of it. There's also a line that says, secrets have been told, the universe is black. And that secrets part makes me, I want to know more. Like, what are these secrets that you're referring to in that line, that secrets have been told, the universe is black?
Until 2020, when the Black Lives Matter movement started, like for us here in Switzerland, where we were watching the things happening in the US. Until that point in time, I think I was very much in a bubble. And all the racism that happened to me, I would not recognize as racism. I would kind of say, yeah, this person didn't mean it that way, and so on and so on, and kind of try to wrap it up in a way so it wouldn't hurt me. And 2020, somehow the curtains fell, and it felt like a big secret that I couldn't kind of reach, because I knew that I was being discriminated many times, but I couldn't put the finger on it. You know, I couldn't be like, this happened because this person is a racist. So these are the secrets that I'm referring to, because the feeling that the universe is black, it's been there. I was just ignoring it. And the net that I fell into was this black culture that kind of kept me from falling into a very deep hole and believing that there is no way out of it. And yeah, sadness and grief.
That was Larissa Rapoport of the band Malumi talking about the title track of their new album, The Universe is Black.
Dying in my sheets, I was craving for more. Airborne, spirit guide me. Longing for you, I was cold on the floor.
That was Sound and Vision. Before you go, please take a moment and subscribe to this podcast, rate it, and review it. Those things really help spread the word to know that this podcast is worthy of your time and others. You can also spread the word the old-fashioned way and share an episode with a friend. That really makes a big difference. And you can go the extra mile and help support this show financially with a one-time $20 donation at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.